Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem. Jews around the world are praying for a temple to be rebuilt in Jerusalem within the next year. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Today is Tish B'Av, the ninth day of the Jewish month of Av, the date in history when both the first and second temples were destroyed. Rabbi Yoel Karen in Jerusalem tells us that the Jews mourn over these destructions, but also are praying for a temple to be rebuilt by next year at this time.
Well, that's really the question now. The question is, why are we doing this? Has the mourning and the sitting on the floor and the reading lamentations, has it become a goal in and of itself? Or are we doing it for a reason? Are we doing it to motivate ourselves to get back and find the will of God and seek His will and seek to be with Him and to do what He wants of us? Or have we just become used to the mourning, and that in itself is the goal? That's the question. That's what we're trying to get people to realize. The Temple Institute just put out a new video. It's a scene of all the people sitting on the floor in the synagogue on the 9th of Av. They're all mourning, and the rabbi is up there. He's crying, and the children are in a room to the side. And one boy stands up and points at a picture of the temple and starts to talk to the other children. And the kids all have these toy tool belts. They all strap on these tool belts, and they all walk out and pull their fathers up off the floor and say, come, let's go build it. And that's the question that the Jewish people are beginning to ask themselves. God willing, they'll come to the right conclusion soon.
Rabbi Yoel Karen, you know, this prayer for another temple to be built on the Temple Mount is not only prayed on Tish B'Av, but it is prayed every day by the Jewish people. And that's the latest in our Middle East News Update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
As the Jews pray for the next temple to be rebuilt in Jerusalem, they have already prepared everything for construction to begin on that temple. If you have a moment, think about this with me. For over 25 years, men who claim to be Jewish priests who will be able to operate the temple have been studying to do the duties of the next temple. They have prepared all the implements. They have a red heifer. They know exactly where the Ark of the Covenant is. They are ready to rebuild the temple as Bible prophecy calls for them to do in Daniel chapter 9 and verse 27, Matthew 24:15, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 4, and Revelation chapter 11 verses 1 and 2. These passages of Scripture tell us that there will indeed be a temple on the Temple Mount in the tribulation period, that 7 years of judgment yet to come, which begins right after the rapture of the church. With everything ready to build the next temple on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, indeed, Bible prophecy is ready to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...